Welcome to Change Agents Radio, where I'm going to sit down on this soft chair and talk to my fellow co-founder of Change Agents, Jonathan Arm. Hello.
Greetings. How are you, Paul?
Well, what I want to talk to you about is making me feel really good. And it is that we had this week, what is this, in terms of near the beginning of October, right? We had a breakthrough. Isn't that right?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
So look, we made a breakthrough from using one phrase, if you like, to position our business and to make it memorable and different from other businesses. Now, would you like to talk, start the ball rolling by saying what we've moved from and what we're going towards?
Well, I think, one of the most challenging exercises when you're building a brand is actually building one for yourself. And I think that's the interesting journey we've been on as a branding company, is to try and really get to the heart of who we are and what makes us different. And I think often we spend so much time building brands for other people and growing their gardens that we kind of neglect our own. So yeah, Paul and I have been doing a lot of soul searching and digging to kind of really clarify what Change Agents stands for and what we'll stand on as a company going forward. So yeah, we've been collaborating and we've been kind of working and kind of, I guess, trying to craft exactly what Change Agents is all about. And that's a very fascinating process, looking at ideas, looking at, working with words, working with imagery, and I guess, trying to almost create the picture of the puzzle and put those pieces together. So,
well, look, let me bring it right up to something very concrete. We have a name, we have a company name, and we've spoken about that before, I think, in a previous radio show, if you like. But that isn't enough, is it? I mean, basically, people hear change agents, they get the idea that, okay, you change things, right? We know what the term change agents is about, but they don't know where we apply it. Mm. I mean, we could be accountants and we'll change the figures for you so that they look better, right? That would be a change agent in some kind of way. Yeah. Yeah, we could be any sort of change agent, but we came up with a phrase. I can't remember how long ago, and the phrase was ideas that transform.
Yeah.
Right now, what appealed to you when that phrase was used? What appealed to you about that phrase in the first place?
Well, I think when we first started working on it, I think the whole concept of what we do is by its nature transformational. So everything that we do, starts with an idea, whether it's an idea for a new product or a new brand or a story or a design. It all starts with some type of spark, some type of initial idea. So I think when we were initially thinking about it, if you think of some of the projects we've worked on, like Human and Kind and Electric, it all starts with an idea. And how do you expand that idea?
So that one is Human and Kind, a skincare company, right?
Skincare company.
And they just had a little white tube, right, with stuff inside it.
Absolutely.
And they didn't even have a name.
No.
Right? So that's a whole, an idea to transform that little white tube into a global business.
Absolutely.
And then Electric
was a restaurant, yeah. So that
it wasn't a restaurant.
No, it was actually a bank. It was ACC Bank. So we turned a bank, I guess, into a restaurant and a hotspot currently in Cork. So yeah, I think both of us and all of the people that we work with collaboratively are all intrigued and fascinated by ideas that start in the imagination and then kind of are expanded outward in terms of stories or visual imagery or physical spaces that we work with our clients to create. So I think on one level, I think I and yourself working on it, we liked the idea of ideas that transform, but in a way it was a little bit more too kind of cognitive. It was coming from the head, not the heart. And I think, in our kind of conversations, I think, what we really want to do is focus on building brands that are authentic and human. So we were looking for a little bit more meaning. We were looking at moving it from the head space to the heart space.
Now, like you, I felt a bit uneasy about ideas. I like transform. I had a kind of bothered me about whether it was a bit of a cliche, to be honest, transform. People would, you know, there's a whole lot of transformational stuff going around the place. So, it, you know, and but I could live with that. But I felt a little bit, as you say, uneasy about the cognitive side of ideas. Because all I could think of was, look, it isn't just ideas that transform things. You have, it's people, who transform things, you see. So how can we get to, you know, from ideas which are, you know,
out there,
out there, somehow they're head things, into something that is more substantial and more, you know, gives across the idea that it's humans who actually working together do things. And actually, nothing would come to me. And what I remember is that we're in the middle of discussing a whole lot of stuff and revisiting for, I don't know what, the 90th time, what our real, what was the real differentiator between us and other people. And where did the new phrase come from? Can you remember how it came out?
Not exactly, Paul. I think it's a kind of culmination of as you say, 99 conversations about, you know, different things and kind of trying to, you know, going through the sifting process of trying to become more clear about what we do and how we do it and what makes us different. I think any company that's starting out has to really own a single idea. You know, I think a lot of companies do a whole lot of things tactically and are very busy, but they don't stand for one thing. So I think, you know, just on reflection and sifting through it and lots of conversations and probably too many cups of Barry's tea, you know, we kind of came across this idea of building more meaningful.
Well, actually, it was meaningful brands. First. It was meaningful brands first. And I might have been a bit influenced by
Clutrain. The
fact that I'm reading Clutrain Manifesto and, you know, putting out tweets of quotations from Clutrain Manifesto, which, funnily enough, were written in 1999. Incredibly relevant today.
Absolutely, and very incredibly prescient if you think of the fact that it was written, you know, post-dot-com boom and bust, you know, in 2001. I mean, it's amazing how they are kind of predicating this whole idea of, you know, talking to people, not talking to customers, you know, humanizing business, you know, really being more real and more authentic and having more engaging conversations, you know. And I think in our modern world, we've kind of fashioned ourselves more around being machines built around efficiency and productivity instead of around being human beings, you know, that are
so really,
more sensitive.
Yeah, we felt, I mean, both of you and I felt that it was time to make a serious effort to make marketing really meaningful, to make it something that people cared about.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's an awful lot of marketing that people feel is there to trick them, there to get you to buy stuff you don't really want, there to overhype the product, the service. And since we're actually going right back to the, in our work with people, we're going right back to the core, the heartland of their business, if you like. Meaningful was the key word,
absolutely,
wasn't it? So
absolutely,
we started to use the term meaningful branding, we thought, first of all, meaningful branding. And then I think we came up, again, by a complete weird process. I don't know how. Let's make it more meaningful. So now we've got the three M's. We've got the three M's, more
meaningful
marketing. I mean, how did it feel to you when that phrase stumbled out of us?
Well, I think it was just a great fit. It was a bit of an aha moment, almost like, you know, that's what we'd kind of been digging for, and suddenly we'd struck gold with that phrase. Because I think, you know, that's not, as you said, that's something that's not, it's not, we're not trying to just say something because it sounds good. We're actually trying to say something that's meaningful for us and real and true for us, you know. And I think in this world of, let's say, you know, surface over substance, you know, people are often focused too much on the extrinsics and not on the intrinsics. So I think it's a great fit for us. It's exactly what we do. It's what we're both passionate about. And I think, you know, certainly working with clients that have a similar belief, I mean, I think we can really build some some meaningful brands.
Yeah, I think that it's like putting on a pair of gloves and finding that they fit you perfectly, or putting, you know, eventually taking something out of the wardrobe and putting on an overcoat and finding that, look, this phrase perfectly fits what we're already doing. And sometimes it's very hard to describe exactly what you're doing. You're doing your thing. You're doing what you feel is right and doing your best work. But trying to put a label on it is really quite hard.
Absolutely.
So more meaningful marketing. I mean, I was more attracted. I was attracted by the three M's on the grounds that people would be able to remember it. And also the thought that there are a lot of people who think that branding is about having a logo. And we did not want, and just putting, you know, some fancy color on your products and, you know, calling that a brand. And, you know, we, so in that sense, I like the idea of us, you know, doing more meaningful marketing, because our local market here in Ireland isn't jam-packed with people who understand branding. Quite often we get people coming to us saying, you know, we want to do branding, and what all that they really want is we'd like you to put up a website or something, without even, you know, we don't really want to go back into the heart of our business and what we're doing. That all takes time, and anyway, we've done it already. So more meaningful marketing is a bit of a challenge too, isn't it?
It is, it is. I mean, it requires people to, I guess, go on a journey, you know, with us collaboratively. And as we've spoken about before, it's not something that we do for people, you know, as suppliers. It's something that we work with. It's something that we sift through, and it's you know, it's hard work. It's head work. It's heart work. It's really, you know, almost realizing what people's ambitions are for their business. Really distilling down, you know, what their difference is, and then being able to communicate that effectively.
We had a client, you know, who shall be nameless, you know, but he's actually, I mean, I think it's fair to mention the business. It was Spaceworks, right? Now, I remember sitting here in this room, and this is kind of just coming to the end of this conversation about this. And I remember when we passed over the potential name of the company.
Names. Yeah, I remember
and
that.
I remember the emotions in the man when, as he looked down, quiet pause, and he went, "That's massive." And no greater compliment could have been given than, you know, from a Cork entrepreneur than saying, well, he was actually originally from Limerick, but, you know, living in Cork, to say, look, that's massive.
Yeah.
And if anything, if I was asked, you know, to say, how did I feel that evening going home, I would say, I felt that's massive.
Oh, great.
More meaningful marketing is massive.
Amen.
Amen. All right, look. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Paul.
We better get another glass of water. Okay, thank you very much. It's Paul O'Mahony, who's a brand sociologist from Change Agents, and Jonathan Arm, who's a brand, what, a brand entrepreneur. Or
brand-trepreneur.
Brand-trepreneur, yeah. And you'll, catch us, contact us. Give us any kind of, what do you think of what you've just heard? Are we bonkers? Do you think we're on the right track? Do you think we could be working a lot more, a lot better? Do you find us appealing or not? Let us know. Thanks very much. Bye.